Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is March 19th, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. Today we have a wonderful guest by the name of Renee Hardy, and she is here to talk about her business and her background as an intuitive and so forth. But before I bring her on and we get to know her a little bit more, I would like to tell you a little bit about her personal background. She is an intuitive consultant whose abilities have been apparent since her early childhood. Being young when they made their appearance, she grew up studying and growing and expanding her knowledge on many different spiritual and metaphysical subjects. She ventured to read for family and friends and shortly after started doing professional readings for clients and has established herself as a respected spiritual intuitive. She has also traveled across the United States to acquire more knowledge, experience, and training from other accredited sources. She is now the current owner of Radiant Beings. So without further ado, I would like to welcome her to the show. Welcome, Renee.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you so much for being here today. I'm very excited to be able to interview you.
I'm happy to be on.
Well, thank you. So I know that you are the owner of Radiant Beings, but would you like to tell us a little bit about you and your background, how you came to become an intuitive consultant?
Well, I had a very active imagination growing up and honestly believed that most people thought as I did. I was quite old, 18 actually, when I realized that I had abilities that were not normal. And that was when my sister got very ill, and we almost lost her. And we were miles away from my husband and I were in Oscoda. He was with the Air Force at the time. And she was back in St. Clair Shores in the hospital. And to, you know, condense things, I had a vision that later turned out to be genuine. And that's what put me on the path of trying to figure out what it was that I actually had in the way of psychic ability. And that started me, as you already captured, on a journey of education. I took all kinds of enlightenment classes and had to do a lot of reading because we didn't have the internet back then. And I discovered that, yes, I did. I had, you know, quite a few intuitive abilities and that I was what is sometimes called a natural. And I then did start with psychometry and billet reading and other types of avenues, entertaining friends and family. And by the time I was 30, word was getting out, and I started with private parties, and the journey continued from that point on.
Wow. So this happened, you know, in a short period of time from you, you know, to starting to read friends and family to growing into a professional.
Yes, it did.
That's amazing. Now, you said that you kind of offer a lot of different avenues, you know, such as psychometry and so forth. Do you feel like I was going to say, do you feel like there's maybe an area that you specialize in more or that maybe your clients prefer more?
No, not really. They actually, I have a very nice blended reading that I provide to my clients that they really like. I engage with their energy first, and anything that I receive from spirit, if you will, information that I gather through my own gifts, messages from the angels, so forth, I share that with them first without any prompting or communication or what have you, so that it's very genuine. I then allow them to ask questions so that they feel as though what they've come for was covered. And then I like to close out with a very brief 7-card spread and intuitive interpretation. And they absolutely love it because it always seems that card reading confirms and or validates what the reading has been about. And it's what I do. Prior to that, yes, you know, I started out doing psychometry because when I got into doing fairs and festivals and things of that nature, no one was doing that. And since I had that ability, it was a way to introduce myself to the audience. And as things, again, evolved, I found that there was other things that the client actually preferred. They love to see the cards. They love to see the visual of what it is that you're telling them. It helps them to understand how you came to that conclusion, if you will. And they love the idea of being able to communicate with spirit and, of course, loved ones when they come through.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good, and I'm glad that you were I'm glad that you described how your readings are, especially for the listeners out there. If they're interested in maybe booking a session with you or a private session, then they understand how you provide your information and so forth. Now, I know that you are the current owner of Radiant Beings. Would you like to talk a little bit about your business and what kind of services it provides?
Well, I decided to open a place to anchor my energy and give me a little bit more control with my personal life. So I found a location in Chesterfield that suited my needs, and I do work with independent practitioners that make up a part of my family, if you will. So we offer massage. We offer healing energy work, such as Reiki. We also have the far infrared sauna, and we do ionic foot baths. I provide my intuitive consultations. We teach classes, and I do have a very small amount of merchandise that we refer to as the corridor store because it lines the corridor.
Hmm. That's very interesting. So you were kind of guided and led to create this store and so forth. And you said you work with independent practitioners. So does that mean
yes.
that you, you know, these are independent contracted individuals or they just kind of collaborate with you?
They actually are independents that rent space from me. I have a 10x10 therapy
okay.
room that they come in and utilize when they're here with their clientele. And it makes for a nice offering of services to a larger audience of customers.
And what sort of classes do you guys offer there, just for anybody who may be interested in taking a class with you guys?
Well, we have a developmental message circle that I facilitate on the second Tuesday of every month. And then we also have available a wide range of classes that they can find on my website calendar. We do everything from fairy garden workshops to aura reading classes. I offer classes on how to read so that if anybody wants to learn how to do the angel tarot and or work with oracle cards, I offer that intensive on a regular basis. We do healing classes as well, Reiki, IET. Again, we do a healing angel, sort of get them introduced to what that's all about and how they can create a closer relationship with their own angels and work with them on a daily basis. Oh, my goodness, I don't know. We just, whatever the individual seems to want, we try to fit that need.
Let's go back to the fact that you teach a class on how to read.
Yes.
How did you get started doing that? Because I will be honest with you, I don't know many people who teach, you know, people how to do what they do.
Well, I actually was fortunate enough to take the angel therapy practitioner course with Doreen Virtue some years ago in California, and that's primarily what the class touched on. And what I learned through doing a lot of mentoring and or psychic development classes is that basically the two things everybody needs is to trust in whatever it is their own intuition is providing to them, and then to have a place to practice so that they can gain confidence in what it is they're able to do. So we create a classroom environment, we go through the cards, and I help them make a connection, if you will, to the cards, to the energy, to help understand how their own dialogue, their own language, their own spiritual connection works with them. because it's different for everybody. And once they begin to understand what's going on with them on a personal level and how they're connecting, it's amazing. They just kind of take off and they evolve, you know, themselves.
Well, I think that's amazing because, like I mentioned before, I don't know a lot of people in the community who teach classes on how to do what you are doing. I mean, you are providing an amazing service, and you're also teaching people how to learn how to, you know, tap into their own intuitive capabilities and work with them and move forward with that. So I think that's amazing, and that's definitely very interesting.
And that's what the developmental message circle is as well. You know, it's developmental because in a traditional message circle, it is usually the spiritualist and or the intuitive that is sort of providing message. And in this particular instance, we ask the novices, the individuals that are just learning to get in touch with their own intuition and how to work with it, to present whatever is coming through to them. We start off with an exercise to help sharpen their own intuitive abilities, and then we meet in circle, and I encourage them to just share whatever they need to share, and then we close out by my providing messages in whatever way that presents. And it's a really good outlet and an affordable means for a lot of people to start working with their own intuitive abilities.
Mm-hmm. And when you mean affordable, or you say affordable, what do you guys usually charge for something along these lines?
For the message circle, it's only $10.
Wow.
Yep.
And is this something that you guys do often?
Yeah, I do it, like I said, the second Tuesday of every month from 7 until 8:30 in the evening. Sometimes we have a small group, sometimes we have a larger group, but I always honor whatever the group is because I know that's what it's supposed to be for that evening.
Well, that is amazing. It seems like you actually enjoy teaching in a way.
I do enjoy teaching.
And do you feel like you're really inspired to take that direction?
Are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine. I thought I lost you for a minute. No, I'm definitely inspired to teach. As we get older, we realize that there's going to be a lot of young people that are going to be filling our positions in life, and I just love to share my knowledge.
Well, that is great. You know, especially because a lot of people are believing right now that a lot of the younger generations being born, more and more people are coming into this world intuitive or with
Absolutely.
The capacity to be intuitive. So you're using your capabilities and your gifts to kind of, I don't want to say wrangle them in, but in a sense kind of teach them and help them flourish and grow with their capabilities.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your own personal intuitive gifts. So I know that you
Sure.
did a lot of studying, and,
Mm-hmm.
and you said that you've read a lot of books and so forth and so on. But, you know, what do you feel like is your purpose with your gifts? And is there maybe any amazing stories that you could tell us about some people that you are capable of helping?
Oh, wow. As far as my... my purpose, if you will. I kind of feel like I've fulfilled that at this point. I'm not young anymore, but I'm not old either. So I've sort of reached out to the public, if you will, and provided whatever it was that I needed to provide. I do think that as intuitives, oftentimes we're also healers. I have a lot of individuals that find in many ways that I've been just as beneficial as perhaps the counseling they've been receiving, which is a wonderful, you know, kudos to me to know that I've been able to help in that way. So I like just making my services available in whatever way I can to guide and direct the individual. Of course, we all have free will. We all make our own choices, but sometimes we do need a little direction, guidance, and even sometimes validation that we're navigating our lives appropriately. And that's what I feel that I'm here to help them do, is find themselves, make connections with their own intuitive gifts, get back on track, and just, you know, help in whatever way spirit leads.
Mm-hmm. I find it interesting with how you're explaining what you do, and I don't find anything wrong with it. I'm glad that I'm having this opportunity to interview you and get to know you and have the community get to know you. But I find it interesting the way you talk about how you read and what your goals are, because I know that a lot of people have that stereotype of when they go see an intuitive or a psychic that they're going for those, you know, questions of, you know, does this man love me? You know, will I get that new job and so forth? And you're really directing your intuitive gifts to help people on their path. So it's like a higher level reading or a higher level consultation than just the average one that most people think of.
I can always, if you will, get into the mood. And when we have parties, which I sometimes engage in and enjoy doing, we do go the route you're talking about, where we want to know about, is this the right guy for me, or what do you see about my future as far as a job? All of those things can present themselves, and I can go in that direction. But what you had asked me was my purpose, what I felt I was doing with my gift, and it seems that that is the direction it has taken on its own, I might add, and I'm just grateful that I've been able to provide that kind of, again, direction and guidance for those that are seeking it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you also offer healing as well. Is there a certain healing modality that you work with?
I do work with two healing modalities. One is the integrated energy therapy, which is working with the angels. It's a very simple modality, but very powerful as well. And I also am a Usui and Karuna Reiki master and a Usui Reiki teacher as well. So there's a lot of different modalities that come in. When I'm at work in session with someone, I don't necessarily think about what I'm doing, as I'm sure you're aware. We just channel the energy as it comes in, and we trust that it's doing what it needs to do. So sometimes the angels are on board, and sometimes it's the guides, and sometimes it's all of the above. But I always go with whatever is the intent for that particular session, and I'm grateful, again, to be of service when that specific need is wanted.
Mm-hmm. And in the form of Reiki you teach, I've actually never heard of that form of Reiki. Is that different than just your average Reiki?
Usui Reiki is what I teach. The other class is a different healing modality known as IET, and it was actually channeled by Archangel Ariel to a man that operates the Center of Being in New York named Stephen Thayer. And he himself was a white Reiki master who, again, like I said, channeled this information from Archangel Ariel and created the IET therapy. So that, again, is working with 9 specific angels. The angels are correlated to the cellular memory areas of the body. It works in a way of allowing you to release things from those areas, and then we're integrating positive reinforcement back into the body so that it's kind of out with the old, in with the new, if you will, all with the help of these wonderful 9 angels. So it's its own modality, and it's a hands-on, and it's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's amazing, and thank you so much for sharing that. I just like talking to you because it's nice to get to know you, and I'm so glad that the listeners out there who are listening to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio are getting to know you as well. You play an active role in the community, and I think that your energy is just amazing. For any of you guys who listen to this show, whether you're listening live right now or you end up listening to this in archive, kind of take a second to just breathe deeply and just feel the energy coming from Renee, and it just feels beautiful. It feels very
Thank
calm
you.
And very beautiful. I know I got a chance to talk to you about a month back before we introduced, we booked the show, and after I had spoken to you on the phone, I left with this very calm feeling and this very positive vibration. So, and you can definitely feel that when you talk about what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I have a lot of people that say the very same thing when they come into the store. They just love the high energy that's here. They always leave feeling better, and that's good.
Well, that's always a good thing. You don't want somebody leaving feeling worse.
No, I'm very happy to have them stop by the store. And then many times that's all they do. They pop in, they say hello. They'll come over and fish in the bowl and get their angel message for the day, pick up a body, mind, spirit guide, and say, I'll catch you later, and that's good too.
Well, that's amazing, and I think that's great, especially to have such a welcoming environment to where people feel like they can just stop by. I know that when people go into a metaphysical-based business that they love that energy of being welcomed and being able to just kind of come in and talk as opposed to feeling like they are required to purchase or have a service done. So I think that that's great that you have that clientele base that feels so comfortable just saying hi, just picking up the guide. So that's an accomplishment in itself.
I love having them stop by. Oftentimes they just have to have a question answered. I don't expect them to come in and, want a service and or purchase something each and every time. I'm just grateful that they frequent my facility and that they enjoy my company, and I just love being here for them.
Well, thank you. I know you offer consultations. Would you like to talk a little bit about your prices and what someone would experience in a consultation with you?
Well, we can talk about pricing if you want. I have things in the store that begin, as far as services go, at $20, which is what we charge for our Ionic foot baths. All of my prices, I feel, are very reasonable. As for me personally, my consultations, if you have a half-hour card consultation with me, which is what a lot of people like because I'm working more with the cards. They want the visual. They want to be able to see what I'm doing. That's $50. If we do a full-hour intuitive session, which is the blended session we talked about earlier, that is $75.
Well, awesome. I just want to put that out there for the listeners so that, they know how affordable you are because you're more than definitely affordable. And if that they would like to book a session with you, they know also what you are capable of offering. So thank you so much for sharing that. I definitely appreciate it. And I wanted to have you talk a little bit about maybe if there's any funny stories or stories that kind of stand out for you as a intuitive consultant. I know that sometimes we help certain clients that stay in, those things stay with us forever, or we have some funny stories as professionals in the field that we do. I was just wondering if there was anything like that you would like to share with the listeners.
Well, I do have some, clientele that's been with me for a long, long time. I'm very appreciative of that. I have a gal that even refers to me as her Yoda, so thank her. But as far as the story, I can share one that's coming to mind. I think it's something that we all need to remember. I was taking a class, and the people that were part of the group were wonderful people, but I had been invited to attend a message circle outside the location of where the classes were. And I went ahead and I went, and I was anticipating a very small gathering because that's what I have usually participated. And when I got there, this was a very large message circle. We were at least 40. And
oh,
I thought, wow. Oh, my goodness, exactly, what did I get myself into? And, okay, you know what, I'm just going to sit here and behave myself And before I know it, the circle will adjourn and I can get out of here, because I did feel a little intimidated. So as the evening progressed and the messages were shared, I kept hearing, literally, from spirit, bippity-boppity-boo. And I thought, I am not sharing bippity-boppity-boo. I'm not going there. It's not happening. And I kept connecting with this woman that was kind of kitty-corner from me, across the circle. And I thought, no, it really can't be a message. My mind is just wandering. I'm just, you know, not going to do this. So the next day, she happened to be in the class I was taking, and I approached her during break, and I simply asked her, if I was to say to you, bippity-boppity-boo, would that mean anything? And she got very excited, and she said, oh, my God, that's my sister. That's how she always comes in. We just love Disneyland. She loves shopping at the Bippity-Boppity Boutique. Her favorite movie was Cinderella, blah, 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 blah. She just went on and on and on, and I said, oh, well, I'm terribly sorry, but, and I told her what had happened, you know, during circle. And she looked at me in a very loving but stern way, and she says, don't ever do that again. And I said, excuse me? And she said, you cheated me out of a message. She said, my sister was trying to come through, and you didn't honor that. So the reason why I share that story is because we oftentimes don't want to look foolish. We're worried about our own image. And we need to always trust whatever spirit brings, because it will, in fact, mean something to someone. And that's what I encourage when I teach class, is that you trust in everything that comes through, because it will have a meaning. It will have a purpose.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that story, especially because that is true. You know, a lot of people who are out there trying to learn to work with their intuition and learn with, to work with their capabilities, they're very fearful of what they hear or see or sense. You know, some of it is just overwhelming, and then some of it is just one of those things where it's like, you know, out of all the things I could possibly pull, I'm getting that, and that doesn't
exactly
make sense.
Exactly. So you have to, you have to be able. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's one of those things that I always say, you know, it's not your job to make sense of it. It's your job to share it. You know,
absolutely.
Because if just because you're getting a message, it's not going to make sense to you. It really isn't. I actually have a funny story about that, but I'm not going to share it. But, yeah, you know, it's not your job to make sense of it. It's your job
exactly.
to just kind of put it out there and share it. So I'm very glad that you brought that up. And it kind of brings me to the question of, you know, how do you feel about, you know, those psychics or intuitives out there that are, you know, that tend to kind of go to people no matter where they are and give them information? How do you feel about that? I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of the intuitives that are in the media or anything along those lines, but I know a lot of people ask that question of, is it okay to, you know, walk up to somebody in a grocery store and give them a message?
I personally wouldn't do that. That's just me. I just kind of feel that when somebody engages you, when they call you up, when they set an appointment, when they come in, or if they approach you during an event, that is sort of a connection then that you can trust, and you are the right individual to deliver whatever message needs to be shared. I don't feel comfortable walking up to people, and I feel personally like I'm almost being intrusive. The other side to that is that there are some people that are truly gifted in the arena of mediumship, and they do have spirit talking to them quite a lot, and they're trying to find a way to make that medium work for them. And so if this is something that they accept and the people don't seem to mind that they've been approached, then it's working for them. I personally would not do that. I would wait until the client engaged my services and we would move forward with whatever was supposed to come into that particular session.
Now, do you feel that you are a medium?
I do, but I really am careful when people call and inquire, because I know there's different kinds of mediumship. A spirit-based medium is the type of medium that is communicating with spirit all the time, and they have no difficulty with that. They're the ones that do the wonderful gallery sessions that we are familiar with, and they can hear a message from spirit and then go and take it to the individual that the message is intended for. I am what they call a client-based medium. I have to engage with your energy first, and I don't do that unless I have your permission. And then if spirit comes through during the reading, I certainly share whatever information they are sharing with me. So I kind of tell everybody, if somebody comes to the table and wants to join the party, that's great. But we don't necessarily know if that's going to happen or not. So that's how I kind of explain that. There's also, you know, trance mediums that can do what Whoopi Goldberg did in the movie Ghost. And I don't do that. You know, so I kind of bridge the gap, if you will. So I work in that way. I receive the information and I share it. I don't actually allow spirit to speak directly through me. So, again, there's a lot of different ways that mediumship presents itself. And it's all up to the individual medium how they work. And so that's how I explain myself, is that I'm a client-based medium.
Okay. And I know that you grew up with these gifts, so did you grow up connecting to spirit for people without being aware of it?
I probably did, to be honest with you. But again, when it's a part of what you do on a normal day-to-day, you don't really give it much thought. I mean, I can remember being very little and actually talking to fairies and gnomes and, you know, all kinds of things. And, again, I was always just given the understanding that I had a very, you know, vivid imagination. And then, of course, when I was 12 and my grandfather passed away, he did visit me, and that was an interesting experience. But it was also explained away as, because this was my first death, I just had a bad experience, it was a dream, blah, blah, blah. And so I really didn't dwell on it. You know, I just said, oh, okay, so that's what that was. And I didn't have another real big experience again until I was even older yet. But when I was 18 and had that experience with my sister, that was big enough, and in a very unusual way. I was cleaning the house. I went to sit down and rest. And I thought the TV was playing, and I got up to turn the TV off, and I realized it was already off, and the vision was just playing out in front of me like I was watching a movie. And I kind of dismissed it, and the next day my husband and I were out driving, and the same thing happened to the windshield on the car. So I decided I needed to call home, and the vision I was having was validated by my sister, and I knew then that This is not what other people normally do. So that's what sent me then, like I say, into my own research and finding out exactly what it is to be psychic and so on and so forth.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I like that you present that in a way that most people would feel comfortable with that. I was wondering, is there any advice you would give to anybody out there that is maybe coming into their own intuitive gifts, or, you know, is just trying to understand what they're going through in an intuitive sense? Is there any advice that you would give those listeners?
Well, I would actually tell them, as long as they're not feeling uncomfortable in any way with the way things are starting to present themselves and the experiences they're having are comfortable, that they recognize it really as what I consider to be very natural. I don't think we're five-sensed. I think we're multi-sensed. I think this is part of our navigational system that was hardwired into us. We just lost touch with it along the way. And I think each of us have our own way of communicating with the intuitive, with the divine, and finding our own course in life. And the biggest thing is to trust that what is happening is a positive if you will, and that it's there to be of an assistance so that they can have an easier time with everything that will be presented to them along their personal journey.
Well, I think it's interesting that you say that you feel like it is part of our navigational system and that we lost it along the way. So you feel like everybody has an intuition and everybody is, you know, born with one that they're capable of working with.
I personally do. I think it's something we're all capable of. Some perhaps are more finely tuned, if you will, than others. But everybody has the means and the ability to work with their intuition, even if you want to call it instinct or foresight or label it something else. We all still, from time to time, have had a gut, you know, feeling that we've followed through on, and that, in a sense, too, is our intuition at work.
Thank you for sharing that with us, and I appreciate that, especially because I know that a lot of people out there have may not have a really strong idea of what to do with their intuition. I know that I've come across some people who are like, you know, I'm having these sensations, what do I do with them? You know, or I'm having
right,
these feelings,
exactly.
What do I do with you know, so thank you for offering that advice to our listeners out there. And I hope those of you that are out there listening that are working with your intuition, you do take Renee's advice because it was beautifully put. I know that we're getting a little bit low on time. We have about 20 minutes or so left. You know, is there anything more that you would like to share with our listeners about you and your business and what you do?
No, you've done a beautiful job of capturing everything that I had hoped to discuss. Actually, I didn't know we were going to be getting into this much. I'm a little embarrassed to say I thought it was a half an hour, not an hour. So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, that's okay. But we do a lot of things here, and I do love to involve other people. I started doing a biannual expo, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago. I was approached. People were looking for other ways to get out there, if you will. I started very small, and then I grew, and I reached a point of 40 vendors, and then I found that finding the facility to accommodate us was a little more challenging than I had anticipated. So I downsized, and now I'm back to smaller events. And we actually have such an expo happening on the 28th here at the store. And it would be a wonderful opportunity for anybody that felt like they wanted to attend to get to know the independent practitioners that are part of what we do here, see the store, come more familiarized, and perhaps maybe even see if this is an event that they'd like to participate in when we have another event.
Well, awesome. Thank you. And would you like to give out the store information, how they can contact you, and where exactly are you guys located?
Sure. Radiant Beans is in Chesterfield, Michigan. We actually are in a plaza that faces a side street. The side street is Knollwood. If they're going to do a map quest, when I give the address, it's going to come up as South Knollwood Drive. But when they're looking for the street sign, it's actually just going to say Knollwood with an F afterward. So we are at 25962 South Knollwood Drive. And the easiest way to look for us is to look for Apple Grove Plaza. It's a very big marquee. They won't miss the sign. And we are 1/2 mile north of 21 Mile Road, right off of Gratiot.
Well, thank you. And if somebody would like to contact you personally, is there an email or a phone number?
Certainly. They can call the store phone number, which is 586-949-0112. If they don't get through there, they can always call me on my cell. That's 586-489-8611. And if they want to reach me by email, they can certainly do that as well. It's radiantbeings0112@gmail.com. And they can also visit the website. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
No, I just said they can also visit the website.
Yes, and anybody who would like to visit their website can go to radiantbeings.net. And I also want to mention to anybody who is listening right now that you have an ad in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine, and we are so pleased to have you.
Well, I'm glad to be there. I was very happy with Melanie and the entire staff, the way that I was approached and how helpful you all were to make sure that I could get into your publication. It's just wonderful. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. If anybody would like to take a look at Renee's ad, you can pick up one of the guides. We have the guide in over 1,400 locations in Michigan. So her ad is on page 25 of the March issue. Or you can visit BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, where you can pull up the magazine in PDF format, or you can actually search for Radiant Beings or Renee Hardy, and you will be able to see her ad. I know for the month of March, you actually have a coupon on your ad for 10% off any service. So anybody who is interested in speaking with Renee or booking any form of a session with her, you know, definitely take advantage of that opportunity and take advantage of that coupon.
The discount is actually through May of 31st.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's on there, but it's in very, very small print.
But I would still say to anybody,
take advantage of that opportunity.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today and allowing me to get to know you and allowing the community to get to know you. You have a wonderful energy about you, and I hope that people definitely come by to visit your store and check out all of the services and the opportunities that you have for them.
I'm certainly looking forward to it, and I appreciate that I was able to talk today. That was a wonderful opportunity. It was great getting to know you at a much more personal level. And again, I just appreciate Body, Mind, Spirit and all that they're doing. So again, thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to wish you a wonderful rest of the day and a wonderful rest of the month.
Thank you, and angel blessings to all your listeners and to you.
Well, thank you. You're currently listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews, and I had the wonderful opportunity of interviewing Renee Hardy today. If you would like to contact Renee, please visit the website radiantbeings.net. You can also listen to this show and archive at bodymindspiritradio.com, and Renee's information is posted with this show and archive. So if any of you guys are listening through Blog Talk, you can venture over to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio.com for more information about Renee. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Everybody have a great, wonderful day the rest of the month, and look forward to next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.